it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, we are here and we are all thrilled. Good day, America. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black back today. So we have a full-strength Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And if you want to join the fray, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. We have a big show on tap for you, and we'll set the table for you in just a second. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour, we run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. All downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. All with a wealth of on-demand content, and most importantly, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And then finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every member of those armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Well, coming out of a Week 11 NFL Sunday, NFL going to be the focus much of the way. We'll recap all the great Week 11 Sunday action. We'll preview the Monday night matchup. As time permits, we'll recap the great Ward-Kovalev light heavyweight championship matchup and all the controversy surrounding that. And at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll talk a little college football with ESPN and the SEC Network's David Pollack. So that's the rundown of your Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we'll get things started talking NFL. Start our game-by-game recaps of a Week 11 NFL Sunday. That's next on the attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY or your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick this thing off right after this very short timeout.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Second and eight at the Raven 13. Blitz look. Here they come. Prescott slant. There's five. To the goal line. Touchdown. Dez Bryant, second of the day. The Cowboys have a two-touchdown lead.
Stafford takes the snap, goes on the end around to Ebron, to the one, to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Why not? He took it all the way down there, and then he took it home. The Lions have the lead back.
Some quick audio highlights of the Dallas Cowboys' very impressive victory over the Baltimore Ravens and the Cardiac Cats. The Detroit Lions' victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. They bring us back to this segment of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, along with Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And we'll start diving into our game-by-game recaps here in just a second of a Week 11 NFL Sunday. But one of my big takeaways from this Week 11 action was exactly how impressive the Cowboys' Week 11 win over the Ravens was. Not so much score, 27-17. That really doesn't tell you why I'm so impressed by the Cowboys. You go back and you look at the big Week 10 win, which to date to me was the Cowboys' best win of the season. Big Week 10 win on the road against a Pittsburgh Steelers team that needed that football game. And yet the Cowboys come out in a wild game that saw seven lead changes, and they found a way to win on the road. Very, very impressive. A game many people thought that the Steelers would give the Cowboys their comeuppance, as it were, and show that the Cowboys maybe weren't for real. Well, Dak Prescott, the Cowboys shut everybody up with that effort in Week 10 in Pittsburgh. So now you come out of week, now you have a Week 11 game against the Ravens, and you have a week where the Cowboys read all the press clippings. Even the doubting Thomases are now convinced the Cowboys are for real. They've won eight straight. Tony Romo diffuses a quarterback controversy, and everything looks perfect for Dallas. They have a margin of error in the NFC East as they hold a two-game lead over the New York Giants. So you start to say to yourself, boy, this is a perfect week for a letdown in a National Football League where over the 16 games that you play, the effort is not always there every week. The level of effort, the level of intensity can wane on a given week. You look at this week 11, you answered the critics. Romo diffuses a quarterback controversy, got a margin for error, you're in your home building. Looks like the perfect week. You guys are sleeping in your beds all week. It's the perfect week for the letdown against a team with a very tough defense in the Baltimore Ravens and a limited offense. And that's not what happened. The Cowboys came up big. They even dealt with adversity. They punted on their first four possessions. They found themselves down in this game, and where they really took over the football game was in the second half with their offense and their defense really limiting Joe Flacco and that limited Baltimore Ravens offense. So I was very, very impressed by that win for the Cowboys. And for me, that's their best win of the season to date, not because of the score, not because of the level of dominance, but because in a situation poised for a letdown, this team didn't let down. And now they've won nine in a row. They are the real deal. And they right now, along with the Seattle Seahawks, in my mind, are the clear class of the NFC. And actually, we'll start our recap right there with this game. Cowboys 27, Ravens 17. The Cowboys are now 9-1 down on the year, having won 9 straight after their opening season loss to the Giants. The Ravens fall to 5-5, and now while they're still in first place in the NFC North, in the AFC North, rather, they're tied with the Steelers. They own the tiebreaker edge right now. The margin for error versus the Steelers has now been whittled away. Again, good effort by both sides. Cowboys, where I'm really going to give them a ton of credit, is they were down 7-0 early. They clawed back in this one. And again, it was never that it got away from them, but they started out on the wrong end of this one. They punted their first 4 possessions. Baltimore goes up 7-0. Their offense actually gives them a score. Their defense is dominating the game. They then tie at 7-7. Justin Tucker, 46-yard field goal, makes it 10-7. The Cowboys make sure before halftime to get this one all square at 10. And then it's from there that they take over. In the second half, their first 2 drives, that 10-play, 92-yard drive, their first drive of the first half, that takes almost 6 minutes. That's capped with a Dez Bryant touchdown pass. And then the second drive of the second half, the 88-yarder in 13 plays that takes almost 8 minutes, also capped by a Dez Bryant touchdown catch. They took over this game with their offense. After Ezekiel Elliott didn't touch the ball at all in the second quarter, he touches the ball a ton in the third and in the fourth quarter. Dez Bryant makes a couple of big catches, and the Cowboys find themselves early fourth quarter up 2 touchdowns, and their defense does enough. Their offense does a little more, a late Dan Bailey field goal with under 2 minutes left, 27-17 the final tally. Impressive win for the Cowboys. For the Ravens, their defense is for real. Their offense, when you play an offense as dynamic as Cowboys, you're going to have to score more than 17 points, and they just can't do it. Now, this whole thing about Joe Flacco lacking passion, you're not going to get me to buy into that. That just simply won't happen. I understand maybe he's an aloof personality, but people say, oh, these veteran quarterbacks, they get the big contracts, they win a championship, they don't care anymore. You'll never get me to buy that. I don't even buy that about Joe Flacco. What's wrong with the Ravens offense is not Joe Flacco in and of himself. I mean, and he's recovering from a knee injury, and he's not the same quarterback right now. But there are limited weapons in their passing game. Mike Wallace has been resurgent, but he's far from where he was at his best. Steve Smith is an aging wide receiver on his last legs. Still a quality target, but far from where he was at his best. And they can't run the ball. So it's not Joe Flacco, who has been less than great recovering from the knee injury. But I certainly don't think there's a passion issue here. You know, you look at these old guard quarterbacks who have established themselves as big-time winners, possible Hall of Famers, and have lined their bank accounts. They still bring it every week. Eli Manning hasn't stopped competing. Phillip Rivers hasn't stopped competing. The list goes on and on. So I don't buy Ray Lewis's summation that Joe Flacco lacks passion, and that's what we're seeing here. Not going to get me to agree on that one at all. Let's move on to the other game that was in our highlight package as we continue to recap 1 o'clock action. The Lions improved to 6-4, 26-19 over the Jaguars, who fall to 2-8. Realities of this game, 6th win of the season for the Lions. They're 4-1 at home. 6th win when behind starting the fourth quarter. We call them the cardiac cats for a reason, because they are just that. They find a way to win just about every week. Is it always pretty? No. Was it pretty this time around? No. Was their offense dominant? No. Matt Stafford was pretty good, and he made plays when he needed to. They couldn't run the ball, and the defense at times, the defense was good in this game. Not great, but good. But for them to give up that big 87-yard drive at the end of the third quarter to allow Jacksonville to go in front, that's the difference between playing good defense and great defense. You got a chance to kind of salt this one away. You're up 16-12. Get the ball back to your offense and let them put this one on ice. Instead, you give up a go-ahead touchdown, and you force the Lions defense to dominate the fourth quarter. and Matt Stafford and company get the ball back, and Eric Ebron caps a big drive. He has a big pass catch to get the Lions deep down the field. Then Eric Ebron puts it away with a one-yard run on a jet sweep. So the Lions take the 23-19 lead, a Matt Prater field goal with 22 seconds left as they basically run out the clock and the Jacksonville Jaguars can't get the ball back. 26-19 the final. Give credit to this Lions team. These cardiac cats, an uncanny ability to find a way to win. And in this one, they got a little help from the Jacksonville Jaguars as they jumped off sides on a 4th-and-2 where the Lions had no intentions of snapping the ball. And they would have gotten the ball back with a chance to win the game. But that's the difference between winners and losers. Detroit finds a way to win. Jaguars find a way to lose. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Well, I can identify with that as the Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. Again, if you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Major topics for discussion thus far are the Cowboys and how impressive the Week 11 win over the Ravens was, and how, to me, to date, that was their biggest and best win of the season. You can weigh in with your thoughts on that, with your thoughts on whatever your favorite team did on a Week 11 NFL Sunday, or everything else within the world of the NFL at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. 75-29. And to just kind of finish up quickly on Lions and Jaguars. Again, the Lions don't make it pretty, and they make it close every week. And it was funny. I was out watching Saturday Night College Football, a bunch of buddies at my favorite cigar lounge, and we'll get a shameless plug in for them, Matador Cigars. And guys were asking me, got a few guys in there that like to make an occasional wager. And they're asking me, who do you like Sunday? Who do you like Sunday? And one of the things that was big for me is I said, I like the Lions, but I'm not laying numbers with them. You got to take the money line, even if it's going to cost you something. They'll find a way to win this game, but they may or probably won't cover. It's just the way they play. Did turn out they covered in this one, but really the big thing with the Lions, nothing is easy. They've won six games. All six, they've been down starting the fourth quarter, and Matthew Stafford has had to lead them back. And he's been so much different this year than in years past, where the numbers were always great, but they were empty. This year, the numbers are good, maybe not quite as good as in years past as far as the big explosive yardage, but the accuracy is up, the efficiency is up, and the numbers are far from empty. They're actually very, very meaningful. And he's been a far more efficient quarterback. And it's allowed him to cover up some limitations of the Detroit Lions. They don't run the ball with any consistency. And the defense has really been pretty lousy this year at times. A lot of that due to injury. They're starting to get healthy. And I expect you to see this defense be much better. They're not going to have a running game. And a lot of it's going to be on Matt Stafford. But the realities are the Lions are pretty good. They're far from great, but they certainly have a character where they find a way to win. And that's where I give them big credit. They now, meaningful Thanksgiving Day action, Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings. The early first of the three big Thanksgiving Day games is a battle for the top spot in the NFC North. So that's pretty exciting. And you look at all three games on Thanksgiving Day, they all have significant meaning and all look like fun matchups. So we move on from Jaguars and Lions because it was really all about the Lions for the Jaguars. 2-8, Gus Bradley's as good as gone. And this week they again find a way to lose. Bob, what do you say? We're going to double back a little bit. We hit Lions and Jaguars. We hit Cowboys and Ravens. And we dive back and we start out by going to Cleveland, where the Pittsburgh Steelers take care of their business in classic workmanlike fashion. They go up 14-0 at halftime, don't look back, in a 24-9 victory over the Browns. A game they had to have that puts them at 5 up and 5 down on the year. For the Browns, they're 0-11.
Yeah, I mean, look, Joe, we both know what the Browns are. We're not quite sure what the Steelers are. They sit there at 5-5. You know, we can easily say one of many, but we also forget that in the first quarter of the football season, they were playing some of the best ball in the league. You know, I think it's how they respond in these last six. And I don't mean the cliche aspect of it. I mean the fact that if they remember that they were one of the best teams in football, they still could get in, and if they get in, they would be one of those teams that I don't want to face. In this particular game, workmanlike is a perfect way to describe it. In a game that you absolutely described perfectly, they had to have.
And now they're tied atop the AFC North with the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens right now own the tiebreaker and are technically in first place, but with the Ravens not being able to go down to Dallas and win, that margin that they had is all but gone. So it's going to really be a dogfight between the Steelers and Ravens the rest of the way. The Ravens have that playoff caliber defense. The Steelers have the playoff caliber offense. The opposite units for these teams as far as their weaker units, neither may be playoff caliber. The Ravens offense very limited, and the Steelers defense certainly hasn't played well this year. So I think this one's going to be a dogfight in the AFC North right till the end. But as you say, if the Steelers get in and keep getting healthier, incredibly dangerous. For the Ravens, they have a defense that is playoff caliber. If they can get their running game going and figure out their offense, they may be dangerous as well. But right now at 5-5, these two teams are inconsistent and two of many.
Yep, no, very much so and very well stated.
What do you say we head down to Indianapolis, where the Colts improved to 5-5, winning a game they must win, 24-17 over the Titans, who fall to 5-6. and show you that while they're developing, they're not quite ready for prime time yet. And I guess this is not unexpected. You know, the Colts are not a great team, and that's why they're 5-5, and they're, you know, one of very many around the NFL hanging and hovering around that 500 mark. They have Andrew Luck, and Andrew Luck makes a ton of plays, and he's brilliant. And they don't have much else. Their defense is not particularly good. Their running game is not particularly consistent. But in this one, in the early going, they got a little bit going on the ground. Luck was brilliant early. It was 21-0 before a blink of an eye. Tennessee closed within 21-7 at halftime. They put up 10 in the second half, tried to climb back in, but it was just a little bit too little, a little bit too late. The realities are Marcus Mariota looks like the real deal at quarterback. They have a definitive identity with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry running the football. They've got developing weapons, a very good no-name defense. While this was a surprise to many, their performance this year, not to me. They're a year ahead of schedule. They're not making the playoffs this year, but the realities are with all those draft picks next year and all the money in free agency, they're on their way to doing some pretty good things in Tennessee sooner as opposed to later. For the Colts, as Andrew Luck goes, so goes the Colts. He was good, got him off to the big start, and they hung on for dear life, and they find themselves at 5-5 within hailing distance of the Houston Texans in the very average AFC South.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate description. I mean, look, you know, there's no great mystery with the Indianapolis Colts, as you've said, and they stayed committed yesterday to the run game. That wasn't particularly productive, but they did stay committed to it. That also makes a difference as well. If you can at least keep a defense honest where they can't tee off on Andrew Luck consistently, and he was sacked twice yesterday, he's going to end up having some success. And I think that was actually the key to yesterday's game, because that Tennessee defense is stout, and they were able to get out on top. Tennessee kind of crawled their way back in. I think you make a great point about the additional draft picks next year. I'm still not 100% sold on Mariota. I get where you're coming from, and it certainly is encouraging signs, but he still turns the ball over a lot. Not yesterday, but he turns the ball over a lot. They're going to be able to put quality parts around him. It looks like their management and coaching staff are in sync. And as they go forward and try to add pieces to this, that and the continuity of playing a couple of years now, it does look pretty good for Tennessee. He'll have to make that next step. But the future is certainly right there for them. And they're going to be a legitimate threat next year in that division.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about the ball security issues. But, man, you know, talk about making plays. 23 touchdowns on the year already for Marcus Mariota. But you're right, the 8 interceptions and the 7 fumbles, and of those 15 turnovers, many have turned directly into scores that have cost the Tennessee Titans games. If he can clean up the ball security issues, he's really making some real plays through the air with his arm. He's a factor in that exotic smash-mouth running game. I really like where the Titans are headed. I liked where they were headed coming into the year, and I said they'd win about 6 or 7 games and be one of those surprises in the NFL, and they've done just that. I mean, then again, I'm the same guy that said the Jacksonville Jaguars would win the AFC South, so get one wrong. That's kind of the nature of the beast in this business. Get one right, crow about it. Get one wrong and ignore it.
Right. Well, you know, hey, look, you and I were on the exact same page with that. I wasn't as strong on Tennessee, but I was certainly crowing about Jacksonville. And now I be eating that crow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes, you know, they're going to reboot the coaching staff. I think they'll stay committed to the quarterback. They'll fix things up. And Jacksonville will have that hiccup, but I wouldn't sleep on them next year. And a lot of what we talked about for this year in that AFC South may come to fruition next year. I know we're getting up against it here. We'll start this one on this side, and then we'll get to this one on the other side. Bills improved to 5-5, 16-12 over the Bengals. Bengals 3-6-1 on the year. Have not beat a decent team in about a year. Literally in the last 10 games against teams with a better than 500 record, 0-9-1. That said, big problem with this Bengals team is they keep finding ways to lose. Now on top of it, A.J. Green going to be down some time. Giovanni Bernard done for the year and probably some of next year with a torn ACL. Their season is over, and they never recovered from that devastating playoff loss of their own doing at the hands of the Steelers. You said it in the offseason, Marvin Lewis should be gone. The always frugal Cincinnati Bengals decided not to go in that direction. Hugh Jackson's coaching in Cleveland, and the Cincinnati Bengals, despite their talent, look like a mess. We'll pick it up right there in our next segment and move along through some of the other 1 o'clock action. Got Buccaneers, Chiefs, Bears, Lions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that and more next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Manning takes the shotgun snap. Bears bring pressure. Throws it over the middle. Wide open, Shepard. Touchdown, Giants. 15 yards. Manning to Shepard. And the Giants are in front.
Carson Palmer puts Fitzgerald in motion. He has Andre Ellington to his right. Takes the snap on third and goal. Carson fires left. Intercepted! And it's picked off by Terrence Newman. And he speeds to the 30, to the 40. He's inside the check by Xavier Rhodes. To the 30, 20.
Well, Bob Papa, his always brilliant self, with the call of the Sterling Shepard touchdown catch that propels the Giants to victory over the Chicago Bears. And Paul Allen, not his best work, as he misidentified Xavier Rhodes as Terrence Newman with the call of the big Xavier Rhodes 100-yard interception return for a touchdown that helps propel the Minnesota Vikings to their first win in a month over the Arizona Cardinals, and that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you like Twitter better, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And there's a lot to weigh in on, whether it be what your favorite team did on a Week 11 NFL Sunday, whether it be my premise that the Cowboys' win over the Ravens in Week 11 was actually their most impressive win of the season. And in the first segment of the show, I kind of explained why that was. And it all comes down to the fact that over the course of a 16-game regular season, there are ebbs and flows as far as intensity and consistency. And this Week 11 for the Cowboys was the perfect opportunity to have a letdown after the big win on the road against the Steelers. Well, despite a slow start, they got things geared up and they took care of business against the playoff contender. To me, an incredibly impressive effort by the Cowboys that shows that they, along with the Seattle Seahawks, are the class of the NFC. So those are all things to weigh in on here at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. Bob, we should get back to the Bills and the Bengals. And, you know, when we left off at the end of the last segment, we were talking about the fact that the Bengals keep finding ways to lose. And despite all their talent on both sides of the ball, their defense hasn't played particularly well. Their offense hasn't played particularly well. And they've played as bad as this record would indicate. 3-6-1, 2-2-1 at home, really on the outside looking in the AFC playoff chase. And I think this is going to be considered a super disappointing year for the Bengals. And it just looks to me like things were never right all year long. They never recovered from that devastating loss to Pittsburgh in the postseason, all of their own doing. And they never quite got it right in letting all their receivers go in the offseason and free agency. I get it. Teams paid a lot of money for Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu. And I can get an organization not wanting to pay that kind of money for those kind of guys. But they haven't been able to replace any of them yet. And this offense has been stuck in quicksand all year long. It's now going to be without Gio Bernard and A.J. Green for much of the year, if not all of the year, in regards to both guys. All right, Bob's gone.
And you actually teased on it before the break. Maybe this frugal organization needed to overpay for one of those receivers. Not both, but one. To help keep some weaponry in the Red Rifles arsenal. And I think that's costing them to a certain degree. Another one, Joe, and look, they performed well yesterday against a pretty banged up Buffalo Bill team. But their defense is starting to get a little long in the tooth, too. And, you know, they've been together as a unit for quite some time now. They're starting to show a little wear and tear as well. And I think most accurately, they just have not recovered from that playoff loss last year. Last year was the year that they were going to make noise. And we've talked about it so many times. When you get teams that are primed, they're literally, the window is as wide open as it's ever going to be, and they lose that opportunity. We see that hangover over and over and over again, where teams just never respond again. You know, they can try to re-oil the engine, as it were, and maybe get some fresh blood in there. A lot of this points at Marvin Lewis, and I will never stop pointing in that direction. I don't think he's a good head football coach. He gets less out of more than any coach I've ever seen, and maybe his time is up.
You know, they're too cheap to, you know, it's unfortunate. They're too cheap to fire him, and he'll eventually retire, I guess, a couple of years down the road. Here's my big concern if I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. Somebody comes calling for Duke Tobin, who they're too cheap to give the general manager's tag to. And if another organization offers Duke Tobin some real money, the brains behind the player personnel acquisitions in Cincinnati will go someplace else. And the Cincinnati Bengals will go back to being the Bungles and fall on hard times. As for the Bills, Bob, this is the kind of game you got to win. You're chasing the Miami Dolphins and a bunch of other teams for the final wild card spot in the AFC. Was it pretty? No. Tyrod Taylor was average. Your running game was very good, even after LeSean McCoy left with the thumb injury, Mike Gillisley took over, did a solid job. Taylor contributed in the running game. Your defense stifled that Bengals offense. So one of those not pretty but good wins that you need to square your record at 5-5 and continue to stay as one of many hanging around in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. You know, the other thing, too, and look, we had the moving truck backed up to Rex's front door. And, God, I hate to say this because we'll have to see how it plays out in year three. He's been saying all along he needed to get more of his personnel in there and make it more of his team. They have performed. You know, they're 5-5. I get all that. As decimated as they are, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, because they've lost so many weapons. The first half of the year, it was all about the defensive weapons being gone. They started to get some of them back. Now it's the offensive weapons being gone.
Amazing how they won a game. Amazing how they won a game. No Shady McCoy for much of it. No Robert Woods. That's pretty impressive when you consider how banged up they were even coming into this game.
Yeah, no question about it. And so, you know, we knock, but we also give credit. You got to give him some credit this year. And, you know, again, let's see what happens, because he's not going to lose his job. Let's see what happens in year three and whether or not, if he has a full complement of players, they add a little more in the draft. You know, Taylor has another year under his belt. All the things that we are fond of talking about, whether or not they can turn into a real legitimate contender in the AFC, or, as his track record goes, do they take the usual step back in year three of a Rex Ryan regime?
And then we say bye-bye, and they reboot, start over again. And that remains to be seen. What do you say we move on to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, where the Chiefs find a way to lose a game they usually win? They fall to 7-3, 19-17 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, you know, take this for what it is, but very quietly, the Buccaneers are 5-5, and I don't know of a team in the NFL that's been more Jekyll and Hyde, more inconsistent than them. We've written them off. We've thought great things of them. They've been all over the map. Through 10 games, they're 5-5, just one game back of the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC South, Bob.
You know, they're winning on the road. I mean, they don't win at home, which is astounding. But here's a team, they just win football games on the road. And fortunately for them, they were playing one of those non-electric offense teams, which is kind of rare these days in the National Football League. And it was a team that they matched up with very well because their offense doesn't do anything particularly well either. A little bit better this time. And as you said, this was a game that Kansas City had its opportunities to win and ended up handing a road win to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And oh, by the way, Roberto Arguello has finally figured out how to kick field goals.
I think he's the only kicker that made an extra point on Sunday. And we'll get to that as time permits. But, you know, Jameis Winston got a little help. He got a running game. And they've struggled. Yeah. Doug Martin's been banged up all year. 34 carries for a buck 16 was a great no. But you know how you talk about keeping balance and staying on the running game? Well, they did just that. 34 rushes, 39 passes. Winston was brilliant. You got good Jameis Winston in this one. The Chiefs' defense was a little banged up. I think they were without Marcus Peters in this game, their best corner. So, all in all, games the Chiefs usually win under Andy Reid in the regular season, they didn't win it here. They're still in the thick of things in the AFC West and in the AFC playoff chase. But a tough loss for the Chiefs. Good win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And like everybody else, they're one of many at 5-5.
Yeah,
boy, this league is, it's, you know, a bunch of mediocre teams playing mediocre football, but they've managed to keep us entertained. We got a couple of more 1 o'clock games. We'll try and get to one in this segment and one in the short segment, or split it up that way and finish them by the time we wrap up the first hour. New York Football Giants win 5 straight, improved to 7-3. 5-1 at home, 22-16 over the Bears, who fall to 2-8. Talk about not winning away from Soldier Field. 0-6 on the year away from Soldier Field. Many ways, Bob Taylor, two halves here. Giant offense was fine in the first half, considering the conditions. Their defense, it looked like somebody had stolen the Giant defense from the last 3 weeks. They led a team that came into this game 2-7 and couldn't get out of its own way without its best wide receiver go up and down the field at will. I don't know what happened at halftime, but But the invasion of the body snatchers, the Giants got their defense back. They blanked Chicago for the second half. They put up 13 third-quarter points, hung on for dear life, and managed to squeak out a win in ugly weather conditions when their kicker couldn't make a kick. And they didn't look great per se, but you can certainly see where they're headed here. The pass rush that couldn't get there earlier in the year, starting to get there. The secondary, which they spent a lot of money on, which had its struggles early, which started out very strong, then had its struggles when guys got hurt, is now healthy again and playing very good football. Their offensive line, very quietly, it's never going to remind you of the Dallas Cowboys, but some of the pieces, they're starting to run block a little better. They're manufacturing a running game, and Eli's being Eli. It's not been dynamic. It's not been sexy. But, boy, it's been effective. And if they can build upon what they've done the last few weeks, they may be one of the more dangerous teams in the NFC, peaking at the right time like recent vintage Giants Super Bowl champions do.
You know, it's all of that is very well said. And, you know, to focus on the Eli aspect of it here for a second, and people get frustrated with him. You know, you and I hang out with some of the same people. We also hear the same conversations no matter where we are. You know, he drives me nuts. He sucks. There are very few quarterbacks yesterday, unless you've been in a Giant home game in these kind of conditions, and you look at it, and it wasn't pouring rain. It wasn't snow. But the wind in the Meadowlands always comes into play at this time of year and continuing through the winter. There are very few quarterbacks that handle it the way that Eli Manning handles it. And yesterday was one of those examples. He had to perform. He put up very good numbers. You know, the yardage wasn't extraordinary, but no turnovers. He made the good play when he needed to do it. The run game committed. And, oh, by the way, that offensive line that's now been playing together and been relatively healthy. I think Pugh was out yesterday, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. The immortal Marshall Newhouse in his place, who when stuck between a center and a tackle, isn't nearly as bad as when you have him on the island as a tackle.
Yeah, no question about it. But Pugh will be back, and they're performing better. They're
Bobby Hart's done a very good job at right tackle, hasn't he, Bob, very quietly?
Yep. Yep, but they are performing better, my friend, and that's always the key with offensive lines. Even as not talented as they can sometimes be, and in this case with the Giants, sometimes they're really bad, not so much right now, and they're getting balance, and that mattered a whole lot in yesterday's game.
Another team finding ways to win games, not ways to lose them, a radical departure from the last couple of years under Tom Coughlin. In our final segment of Hour 1, we'll recap Cardinals-Vikings. The Vikings refine their winning formula. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast, making the effort. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Cardinals, Vikings. Talk about a team that, well, they're trying not to disappear, but the Cardinals are 4-5. As you said, Vikings win the first one in a month, go to 6-4, 4-1 at home, and that's saving their season right now, Joe, their ability to defend home turf.
Here's a story with the Vikings, Bob. There's a definitive way that they win football games. Their defense dominates and sometimes scores points for them. And that was what was missing the last month. People can say what they want. Statistically, it was fine. It wasn't the same defense. It wasn't generating the turnovers. It wasn't generating the scores. Same thing with the special teams. Well, they got a pick six for a score from Xavier Rhodes and a Cordarrelle Patterson 100-plus yard kickoff return for a touchdown. That was 14 of their 30 points. That was the difference in this game. Their offense, based on the state of their offensive line and everything else, is pretty pedestrian. So that's the way they win. For Arizona, they just keep finding ways to lose. Their offensive line is in shambles as well. Their defense is not getting the turnovers that it got last year. And they're one of these teams. We talk about teams like the Giants and Lions finding ways to win close games. The Cardinals this year are finding ways to lose those close games, and that's why they're 4-5-1 and in real trouble in the NFC, Bob.
No question about it, bud. And, you know, like you said, very nice performance by the Vikings. Maybe they get the ship back on course.
We'll see. Thursday, Thanksgiving, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. Going to be a whole lot of fun. But that's a wrap for great hour one. Hour two, right out of the box, we will hit the 4 o'clock games and the Sunday night special. We'll preview the Monday night game. We'll get a quick recap on the great light heavyweight championship unification bout between Ward and Kovalev. And then we'll get to David Pollack on the back end of the show. But now we're going to step aside, and then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tragic Sunday evening for law enforcement as at least four officers are targeted by gunfire in four separate incidents. And in San Antonio, Texas, it was deadly as police say Detective Benjamin Marconi was ambushed and fatally shot while writing a traffic ticket. In St. Louis, Missouri,
the officer says he saw the muzzle flashes and felt the glass breaking in his window as the shots came through and struck him in the head.
That's St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson, who says the suspect pulled up alongside the veteran officer's cruiser and opened fire in what he calls an ambush. That wounded officer is expected to survive. A traffic stop in Gladstone, Missouri led to an officer there being shot, and officers in Sanibel, Florida also came under fire last evening. President-elect Donald Trump meeting with another 12 people yesterday who might fill cabinet positions, among them former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is upon us, a time to relax and enjoy, but preparing a feast for those you're most thankful for can be overwhelming. Boston Market's executive chef and culinary director Rebecca Davis says, let them help.
Boston Market's open on Thanksgiving Day and has everything to cover all your needs, from mashed potatoes to extra stuffing and even extra green beans and apple pies.
Other advice? Make sides your own by adding extra touches.
One of the things that I really like to do is to pick up my mashed potatoes, take them home, add some fresh Gouda cheese, chives, and roasted garlic to them. This gives my mashed potatoes a little bit of an extra flair and gives guests something they'll surely enjoy.
And what to do with those leftovers? Try a turkey and Swiss bread pudding.
It reuses your leftover turkey and dinner rolls. You mix that together with a little bit of caramelized onions, some fresh herbs. Put everything in the oven, and within a half hour, you have a hot, fresh, new meal for you and your family.
Go to bostonmarket.com for tips, recipes, and a location nearest you.
Donald Trump's pick for White House chief of staff, not ruling out some sort of registry for dangerous Muslims.
What we're trying to do is say that there are some people that are radicalized, and there are some people that have to be prevented from coming into this country.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Reince Priebus said there would likely be a halt on immigration from certain countries and regions until a better vetting system could be put into place. President Obama's detailing his first meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin since the recent presidential election. In his final presidential news conference on foreign soil, Obama said he and Putin spoke for a few minutes at the start of the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. And Obama says he told Putin the U.S. and Russia need to continue pushing for peace in Syria. He also says he urged Putin to uphold his country's agreement to stop violence in Ukraine. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
As environmentalists wrap up their work for this year's United Nations Climate Change Conference, they vow to battle against what President-elect Donald Trump is expected to bring to the Oval Office. USA's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump has already described climate change as a hoax, promising to change many of the radical environmental policies of the last 8 years of the Obama White House. As the delegates left the 2016 UN Climate Change Conference that was held in Marrakesh, Morocco, they continued to blame industrialized nations like America for global environmental changes. Correspondent Kathy Adams covered the Marrakesh Conference for the USA Radio Network, telling us America's getting the blame.
If they suffer a typhoon or a tsunami or an earthquake or any other natural disaster, then they look at America and say, you are the one who is causing this, so you owe us.
I'm John Clemens.
Scientists and doctors are warning that antibiotics might become totally useless within a few years. Researchers in New Zealand say deadly bacteria are growing more and more resistant to antibiotics, mainly because of overuse. They say when antibiotics are used, the bacteria that are not killed pass on the resistance to the drugs. The scientists say if effective antibiotics are not available, treatable infections now could again become deadly or require amputation to stop their spread. Find us also at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Go, 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 go. Run with it. Do it. On your device, on your platform, no matter where you want to check it out. Not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the network. Joe, explain it to the people.
Sure will, Bob. A lot of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of and a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to listen to all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. We got us a little Army and Navy coming up. We're going to talk about it more as we get closer to the date. But if you're a part of the armed forces, you're serving this country, no matter where you are in the world, no matter where you are in the country, we're happy and proud to be part of the equation.
Well said, Bob. In this hour, we're going to finish up the NFL, finish recapping the 4 o'clock games, get into the Sunday night special, which actually wasn't a bad game for about three quarters. We'll then preview the Monday night matchup very quickly. As time permits, we'll give you a quick recap on what was a terrific fight between Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev, controversy as it relates to the decision. And then at 40 after hour number 2, David Pollack from ESPN and the SEC Network talks all things college football with us. That's all next here on The Attack, starting with 4 o'clock game recaps from the NFL Week 11 Sunday. That's all next, so keep it where it is.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365 One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm Robert.
We kick off hour two with the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, hit us up at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. Let's continue our journey through a Week 11 NFL Sunday. We'll start getting into 4 o'clock games, and then we're going to be joined in a couple of minutes with a fun interview. We're going to talk about Team Ninja Warrior, College Madness. That'll be a whole lot of fun. And looks like we actually have Akbar now. Akbar, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to talk to you this morning.
Joe, good morning.
Let's dive right in. Okay, Team Ninja Warrior, College Madness. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, Team Ninja Warrior, College Madness, this is something new. This is a 5-episode deal with the Esquire Network where we are bringing Team Ninja Warrior to the college campuses. So we have sixteen of the most historic college rivalries all together. We have UCLA versus USC, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, the Ohio State University, Stanford, Colorado. So they got the Pac-12. So we kind of go all around. We even get some of the smart kids in there too. We've got UConn versus MIT. So, you know, this is going to probably be some of the most exciting Ninja Warrior you've ever seen. And we know how that is when it comes to college students. You know, they can get very, very competitive. And so just like what you see in college football and what you see in college basketball, if you thought March Madness was a big thing, wait till you see Team Ninja Warrior College Madness. It actually premieres tomorrow, November 22nd, on the Esquire Network, 8 p.m., 7 Central. So this is going to be must-see TV. This is appointment TV for sure.
Oh, you're exactly right about that. But you know what intrigues me most? First of all, I love Ninja Warrior. It's a whole lot of fun. For those that aren't as familiar with this heart-racing obstacle course style of competition as they should be, I'm going to ask you to tell them a little bit about it, number one. Number two, please give us some insight into how a bunch of geeky MIT kids do at Ninja Warrior.
Well, you know, well, with American Ninja Warrior, you know, it's usually man versus course. And so you know the kind of the format there. With Team Ninja Warrior, it's different because it's not only man versus the course, but it's man versus man and then against the course. So you have a different element where you're competing against the person that, right next to you on a dual course. So you have these courses that are side by side racing against the person. So you only can imagine how much more pressure that puts on the competitor. And then you have another element to it, which is the team element. And so now there's strategy that goes into it. Where do you put your strongest competitor? Where do you put your most agile competitor? Where do you put the competitor who can focus under stress? And then you have to go up against these new obstacles. And we've made the obstacles very, very challenging this year on Team Ninja Warrior College Madness. And then everyone has different strengths. You get the USC and UCLA, they have their strength, and you get the Maryland boys, and you get the Wisconsin, and, you know, they might be bigger competitors, and how do they go up against the smaller ones? And so it's very, very competitive. And, again, you know, you look at the format and how this format breaks down, you'll get on each episode, you'll get four teams that are competing, and they'll go side by side racing against each other with each individual win giving the team one more point. And so that's the thing. How many points can you get to advance your team? And that's the pressure of it. And it's real. You talk about MIT. Look, I know you hear MIT and you think, you know, nerds. I do too. You think very, very smart. Exactly. They have their work cut out for them when they're going up against traditional powerhouses like USC and UCLA and Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, look, let's face it. I mean, they have some really good athletes over there. At SC, you don't hear too much about the athleticism for MIT, but look, at least they're making a case. At least they're competing. They're doing something my school isn't doing. I went to San Diego State, and we don't have San Diego State in this competition.
Hey, you know, I made a little light of the, you know, the nerdy aspect of MIT, but they're incredibly smart, gifted people, and the realities are all those MIT graduates, they're going to have far more success in life than I can ever hope to have. So, you know, while I'm making fun of them, they can buy and sell me, and usually I end up working for a guy like that. So I'm having a little fun, but I'm just curious, and I think that's what the intrigue is. You know, we know about the traditional powerhouse types and the athletic prowess that they may bring in tackling this thing.
Well,
but sometimes smarts can outdo muscle.
Yeah.
Tortoise in the hair, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you can. Look, Joe, to be honest with you, you know, look, I played in the NFL, played college football, and I can tell you, I like to think of myself as a very smart person, but sometimes in life, when you talk about the muscles, I don't care how smart you are, when the muscle says no and the body starts to fatigue, that's it. You're done. Gotta. And so that's something the MIT athletes will have to kind of figure out on the go is how do you compensate for, you know, maybe not spending enough time in the weight room and maybe too much time in the library studying, or maybe now kids don't study in the library anymore, maybe just on their phones and laptop. But you get the point. I mean, they spend an incredible amount of time, and there's a reason why they are MIT, extremely gifted competitors. And you see that. You see that some of the same stuff that they apply in the classroom and studying, you see them apply that to the Ninja Warrior course. But, look, it's going to be more than just MIT. They'll go up against UConn, and they'll start to move around and try to advance. And they're going to have to do that. That's what they're going to have to do. I think about Michigan and Ohio State University, you know, just to see them bumping elbows. I mean, it gets aggressive here, too. You go on any college campuses, and you're going to see the college kids getting competitive. They're going to get a little aggressive, and that takes place on the course. And what I love about Team Ninja Warrior College Madness is that there's parts on the course where they have to intersect. They have to interact. And I'm not talking about interacting via text message and cell phones and all this stuff. They have to interact. And so they got to get physical. If you want to get on the next obstacle, you're going to have to get through me. And you'll see a lot of that physical and that physicality show up on the course.
Boy, I think you said it well, and that is the voice. Now, I'm sorry. Your last name is very, very hard.
It took me to the second grade to learn how to spell it. So it's Bajabia Miller. Look, I don't expect anybody to just spit out Akbar Bajabia Miller like my co-host, Matt Iceman. It takes some time. It took him about a year and a half to learn how to do it. Every time you see him say my last name, he's usually doing it on the green screen. I'm just kidding. He's another Ivy League guy, so no.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not Ivy League. I'm School of Hard Knocks. I just know a lot about sports and can do a lot of different things on gridirons and on basketball courts and and on a wrestling mat, and that's why I'm here. I've tried to get the name. I usually end up butchering it. I don't want to embarrass myself or embarrass and offend you, and I really do.
No, you won't, Joe. No, you won't. No, it's all good. No, it's all good.
Boy, I'll tell you what, and you know, before we let you go, and I do want to keep you on schedule, so I'm going to make this real quick. There was something great in your resume that I saw, and it was about you making a difference. You did something very heroic, and I know you're not the type to brag, but tell us a little bit about the heroic act you did and making a difference, and I think it's something you should be very proud of, because well, more of us should try and get involved instead of running away.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you bringing that to light. You know, I was actually on the way to a shoot for American Ninja Warrior. We were doing a military edition, and I saw a police officer get hit, and there was a hit and run. This officer was on the bike, and look, to me, I saw a human being, and I think so many people can kind of get caught up, especially when you look at the climate of our country today and how divisive it can be. Many people can look at a police officer and just see a uniform. I saw a man down, and the first thing I wanted to do was to help that person out. It turns out that this officer is a father, a husband, and is a really good guy. And so I think the person made a critical mistake in just hitting an officer and then taking off. And so I took off, got the person's license plate, and I'm just glad that justice was served because, you know, this is a guy who puts his life on the line to protect the community that I live in. And so, yeah, a lot of respect, too, for the police officer.
Akbar, we want to keep you on schedule. Really appreciate you bringing to light not only how much fun this version of American Ninja Warriors, Team Ninja Warrior College Madness is going to be, but also making a difference. So before we let you go, please just give us the 411 on Team Ninja Warrior, where we can see it, when we can see it, and how we can see it.
Well, Joe, this is must-see TV, so I know you're not going to be utilizing your DVR when you watch it because it's on tomorrow, Tuesday, November 22nd. Only on the Esquire Network, 8 p.m., 7 Central. I'm telling you, you've got to watch this. You're going to lose your mind.
Akbar, thanks so much for a few. As we're going out the door, you can listen to me try and pronounce your last name. I think I've got it now. Thanks
get it.
So much. I help you. I really appreciate you having a sense of humor. I hope you let us do this again real soon. We really do appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. Akbar Bajabia-Miller joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and talking about Team Ninja Warrior College Madness. That's a whole lot of fun. When we come back to the NFL, Week 11 Sunday recaps, Monday night preview. Don't know that we're going to get to the boxing today, but we will surely get to David Pollack at 40 after the hour. That's all next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Daniel back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone. Did he make the catch? Parker.
The dog
touchdown,
has it.
Miami.
To take the lead.
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
I can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side to play fake. Here's the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on second and 5. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks the tackle at the 20, and he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone, and the answer from Cousins to Garcon, 70 yards for the touchdown.
Well, there's a great array of highlights of the late action from a Week 11 NFL Sunday. That's how we return to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. Again, we want to thank Akbar Bajabiamila for joining us and talking Team Ninja Warrior College Madness. That'll be a whole lot of fun tomorrow. We gave you the 411 on when and where it's on. And now we move back into Week 11 NFL Sunday. We start with the 4 o'clock action. Dolphins 14, Rams 10. Dolphins are 6 up and 4 down on the year. Rams fall to 4-6 in Jared Goff's NFL regular season debut. Let me tell you something about this football game. It's a game that was all Rams most of the way. It's actually a game that I thought the Rams were going to win going into the weekend. And it had nothing to do with Jared Goff making his debut or any major changes we'd see on offense. It all had to do with the fact that I didn't expect much out of the Miami Dolphins offense. The offensive line is banged up. They were reshuffling deck chairs again. And I didn't expect to see much of a performance out of the Miami Dolphins offense against that Rams defense. And, well, for about 56 minutes, I was right. And Dolphins couldn't put up a point. They couldn't move the football. Looked like the Rams had this one won. But Jeff Fisher and his inability to let Jared Goff do anything and open up this offense at all. Now, I'm not saying it's got to be, you know, the vertical offense of the Raiders of the 70s. But let's open it up a little bit. 3rd and 8, you got to every once in a while let them drive the ball down the field 9 yards, try and get a first down. You know, what they did was pathetic, trying to nurse this lead. And a gutty Dolphins team that was not at its best and didn't play its best ball went on the road, found a way to win, improves to 6-4, keeps themselves right in the hunt in the AFC wildcard chase. And for the Rams, you can see why we're all frustrated by Jeff Fisher.
He's got a playoff caliber defense. He's got a superstar running back. He's got the young quarterback. And he just, it's the same old Rams. They won't call anything offensively that'll open anything up for anybody. They score 10 points and they lose again.
The defense is a millennium defense, and their offense is playing in the 70s. It's a horror show out there. He can't coach offense. And you know, the fact that they traded up to get Jared Goff, and the fact that this kid, it took him until the 10th game to actually see the field, shows you that they can't develop him. And the second thing, Joe, is I wouldn't trust Jeff Fisher with this kid being in his hands for the future. You talked about the way they coach the game. You know, you're looking at this picture, which I get completely, but I'm looking bigger picture at this point in time. He ain't my guy with this quarterback. It's not going to happen. I mean, Jeff Fisher, please.
You know, you switch quarterbacks. It wouldn't matter if you had Case Keenum in there, you had Jared Goff in there, you had Peyton Manning or Johnny Unitas. With the way they call offense and the way they use their weapons, it's not like they have a ton of weapons, but it's just, it's bad offense, and they're not going to score points this way, and it's why they lost this game. Got to give Jared Goff a chance. What do you have to lose? Yep. I'm not saying you got to open. Go to school on what the Eagles are doing with Carson Wentz. They open it up enough. Are the Eagles great this year? Are they going to make the playoffs? Probably not. But they're developing their quarterback and seeing exactly what he has, and they're allowing him to make some plays, and it puts him in a position to win some games. If Jeff Fisher could go to school on that a little bit, he'd be okay. He never will. He's never wrong. He never changes. That's why he's lost the second most games as a head coach in NFL history and hasn't really had a notable winning season in about a decade. It's not going to work unless they move on from him, and I don't see that they're doing that.
Yep, you're spot on right. It's a pretty ugly situation out there. And what a great first impression on those L.A. fans that wanted football back in the city.
You know, as fickle as they are, I don't know how long before they start leaving the L.A. Coliseum in droves. That said, let's head up I-5 and let's head to Santa Clara, where the 49ers fall to 1-9, 30-17. Patriots improved to 8-2. Much like Steelers over Browns, this one was workmanlike. Patriots had a little more trouble getting rid of the 49ers in this one. It took them a while, and it took them well into the second half before they were free and clear in this one. Brady was terrific. Running game was terrific. Malcolm Mitchell making a big catch in this game. But the defense for the Patriots, it's showing its warts, and it lets San Francisco make some plays despite them having a pop gun offense. All in all, workmanlike win, not one you'll remember, but you go west, you improve to 8-2, and you kind of keep yourself locked in that top spot in the AFC.
Yeah, it's pretty much sums it up. I mean, look, you didn't fall into the trap. Not that it was much of a trap because the 49ers stink, but they still took care of their business, and ultimately that's all that it's about.
Colin Kaepernick done enough in these few starts. He's shown me clearly that he's an upgrade over Blaine Gabbert, which doesn't say much. But has he shown you enough to be a starting quarterback for you anywhere if you have a very shaky quarterback situation or not really yet?
Boy, I don't know, Joe. You got to get him at the right price. I mean, you know, he may think he's going to get some kind of deal, but I'm not turning over the reins to him. I'm not.
Jury's still out for me. 6 games left. Let's see what he shows. You know, that'll give me a better idea. He's growing. He's getting better. But it's still not there yet. If I can see some real improvement over 6 games and I need a quarterback, I might change my mind. We move on to the last of the 4 o'clock games. Seahawks improved to 7-2-1, a perfect 5-0 at home. 26-15 over the Eagles. Eagles fall to 5-5, 1-5 away from home. You know, Bob, I look at this game and I see Russell Wilson getting healthy. I see Thomas Rawls back. I see a defense that continues to be dominant. And to me, they, along with the Cowboys, are the class of the NFC. They're peaking at the right time, and they're going to be very, very dangerous. CJ Procise, when he gets healthy from the shoulder injury that he suffered in this game, they're going to have a dangerous 1-2 punch with different styles. The offense is now clicking on all cylinders. They're peaking at the right time as the calendar rolls out in November and into December. They get Michael Bennett back on that defense. This is going to be a very, very dangerous team in Seattle. For the Eagles, well, this is gravy this year. They weren't expecting to play the rookie quarterback. They have. He's shown you something. They look like they have a pretty good defense. Next year, they may be a real contender in the NFC. It's not this year. But Seattle, damn good, and showing that, well, the malaise from September and October means nothing as it's late November rolling into December. The Seahawks are getting healthier and playing their best football of the year.
Yeah, it's Seattle time, and that's usually what happens at this time of year. And, yeah, you know, you're spot on right about the Eagles, Joe. Hey, this is a team that next year they're going to take that next step, hopefully. Carson Wentz will take that next step, hopefully. And we'll see how it plays out for them. In this division this year, you can't afford a slip. Giants are winning football games. Redskins are winning football games. And we all know what's going on with Dallas. It's turned out to be a much tougher division than anybody anticipated. And the Eagles have admirably battled, but it's starting to slip away a little bit.
I think that's fair. And what do you say we get to the Sunday night special real quick? It was a pretty decent game until the Redskins put up 20 in the fourth. And 42-24, Redskins over the Packers. Packers are 4-6, 1-4 away from home. They got all kinds of problems on both sides of the ball. The offense last night was pretty good. Aaron Rodgers was just fine. Their defense is putrid, and their offense is not good enough to carry a putrid defense. For the Redskins, Kirk Cousins looks like he's going to be a very rich man. Fat
yep.
Rob has become a very good running back for them, and they got a ton of weapons in the passing game. They're limited on defense, but offensively, most weeks they can keep up with just about anybody, which in today's brand of the NFL makes them pretty dangerous because they haven't lost a game in about 5 weeks.
Yep. I mean, look, the Redskins rolled the dice. They're going to be paying a price at the end of the year, Joe, and whether or not it ends up being somebody else paying a better price remains to be seen.
David Pollack joins us next. All things college football. Then after that, Monday Night Football preview. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline, but now we go out to our phones and we bring in from ESPN, the SEC Network, the Georgia Bulldogs, and everywhere else. He's number 47. He's David Pollack, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, David. Joe Spano along with Bob Black. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing just great. Before we actually get into talking about the nuts and bolts of college football, Charlie Strong, the playoff, the college football playoff rankings, and everything else, I want to talk to you about the Coca-Cola College Game Day experience. Tell us what it is, why it's so cool, and how we can get involved.
Well, obviously, you see it every week, and we've got to set up. And we're kind of like a carnival when we come to town now with Game Day. I mean, it's just insane. We're giving out all kinds of free stuff and having all kinds of challenges. And the last four years, Coke jumped on board, and you see the red refresh section. That's really, really fun. And this week, they're just doing something cool for Rivalry Week. Just tweet something nice to your rival. Can you handle that? Can you tweet something, say something positive about your rival and do hashtag Game Day feeling? And they'll actually give you a chance to give you a shout out and possibly win a Coke. So it's pretty sweet. We're offering that this week.
Well, it sounds easy, but it actually is quite tough. Saying something nice about a rival, as you know, can always be
very,
a challenge.
Very, very difficult.
That said, let's head down to Austin, Texas. Charlie Strong, the Longhorns decide to let him go after another, what looks like it's going to be a sub-500 season. I know you have some very strong thoughts on this as it relates to sometimes, you know, you keep turning over coaches, and as a program, you have these unrealistic and unfathomable expectations of immediate success. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on Charlie Strong losing his job and if it's going to make a difference and if the next coach is automatically going to have more success.
Well, I mean, Charlie was 16-20 on the field, and that's part of it, man. I mean, when you don't win, you don't usually keep your job long, especially at a big-time program like Texas. You know, losing to Kansas, who's 1-20 in the last two seasons, is not going to keep your job, you know, not having those highs. But the thing I'll say about Texas is just if you are taking this job, and you look at how Charlie Strong was handled and how this whole situation was. He gets hired, and then one of the big-time boosters all of a sudden, you know, basically talks about how he won't be there long. He shouldn't be there. They shouldn't have hired him. I mean, Texas is the only school in the country that when you hear about Charlie Strong job security throughout the past two seasons, by the way, and he's in year three, so that gives you an idea of unrealistic expectations sometimes, that you hear from A booster and B booster and then the president and then so-and-so and then so-and-so. Like, get it together, dude. This is not a job where you're just going to win football games. This is a job where you have to be a politician. Mac Brown was great at it for that reason. He knew how to work a room. He knew how to work people. He did an awesome job with it. You know, this isn't just about winning football games. So whoever goes to Texas has to really, really understand that and make sure that they're willing to do that. And listen, you're going to have great players. You got great facilities. You got a great opportunity to win. I just haven't been a big fan of how Texas has handled themselves throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not as if Strong got stupid after leaving his last job all of a sudden. That's number one. And number two, David, you know, you touched on it with the boosters and everything else, but let's not kid ourselves. The Longhorn Network weighs into this in a big-time way as well. They need immediate success out of that football program in order to do all the other products that they put on that network. They didn't have immediate success, and Charlie Strong's paying the price.
Yeah, and again, he didn't have, not only did he have immediate success, he didn't have much success at all. So it is a fair thing to bring into the debate. I love Charlie Strong. He's one of the best people you'll ever meet, and he's a really good football coach. But 16-20 is not success on anybody's radar, and especially at Texas. But yeah, there are a lot of expectations. There's a lot of people that think Texas should be in the equation every single year to win a national title. There's also a lot of people that know that Texas shouldn't be the fourth best team in Texas at times like they have in the last several years. And they've been completely irrelevant. So that all this stuff weighs into it, and it equals Charlie Strong getting fired.
Last one for me on Charlie Strong before we move on to the college football playoff rankings. And that's quite simply this. Whoever does take over as the next head coach, Charlie Strong's put a bullseye right on his back. What did Charlie Strong say a couple of weeks back? Whoever is the coach here, whether it's me or somebody else, will win 9 or 10 games last year. So they put the immediate pressure and onus on that next head football coach. Does that somehow make this a less attractive job, or because it's Texas and one of the most prestigious jobs with the biggest budget in the country, coaches are going to be flocking to take that job?
No. First of all, it doesn't matter what Charlie said about that or not. That's Texas's fans. That's their expectations regardless. So Charlie could say whatever he wants about what the expectations. I don't even know if 9 wins is enough in Texas for some of those people. I mean, that's not what they're looking for. That shouldn't be what they're looking for. Texas should be a great job. So I think, listen, Tom Herman's a name you're going to hear. Does he look at how they've handled Charlie Strong and how they handled their program and say, you know what, I don't want any part of that because of that? Or does he say, this is the spot for me? Because, listen, he's not going to be at Houston much longer, and we can say all we want. Houston not joining a conference, a Power 5 conference, is a big deal. Look at Houston's a really good football team. They beat Oklahoma. They lose to Navy. They're out of it. They're done. They're not even ranked. They're gone. Regardless of what happened to SMU or not, you're not allowed to go again at Houston. Tom Herman is an excellent football coach, one of the best offensive coaches in football. So an opportunity to go somewhere where you can have a mulligan, you can mess up and still be in the college football playoff, I think he will welcome. And I think Tom Herman's a name you're going to hear. And if they're going to fire Charlie Strong and they hire Tom Herman, I think there's going to be a lot of happy people in Texas.
Yeah, but there might be a lot of happy people, and we're joined by David Pollack from ESPN. But, you know, they've gone down this path before, a coach that had success at not a major conference program, bring them into Texas, and they fail. Will they go down that same path again?
Yes, I think Tom Herman's a sexy enough name. He's done it against big quality opponents in the last several years, too. I mean, if you look at him, he's... Yeah, well, they got 4 or 5 wins over top 5 teams, top 10 teams, and I think it's the offensive philosophy would be great. And you've seen some of the toughness he's instilled. I think Tom Herman's a home run. I think he's an exceptional coach. And anybody who gets him this offseason is going to be a winner.
You know, David, let's get to the college football playoff rankings. I would be shocked if Alabama, you know, lost in the Iron Bowl, and even more shocked if they lost in the SEC championship game. So I think it's clear they're going to come in as the number one team in the country when it comes playoff time and be an overwhelming favorite. After that, it gets interesting. And what I guess I'm driving at is the committee. They've been inconsistent week to week in how they've evaluated these teams and the criteria. Are we getting all upset about nothing? Because at the end of the day, this usually sorts itself out because most teams play most other teams. And a lot of those teams that are trying to make a case end up getting knocked off along the way, like a Louisville?
See, I do care that they're inconsistent. And it does matter now because I want to see the precedent that they're setting and what you're abiding by. And I want to see you stick to it. I don't feel like it should be a week-to-week thing. If it's the eyeball test, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. If it's you watching games and you're saying somebody's better, that's fine. But I just don't see how they don't work together. One week it's the eyeball test, and one week, you know, it's the resume. So that to me has been frustrating. And then where you rank them, so then at the end of the season we can see how much stock did they put in a conference championship. Is that the end-all, be-all? Because to me it shouldn't be. I don't care whether Ohio State wins the Big Ten or not. If they beat Michigan, to me they should be in the College Football Final Four. Like, it doesn't – I don't give a rip. I don't – That doesn't define their ability to be a top team to me, or a top two team for that matter. So it's been frustrating to watch. I mean, it always does work itself out in the end. I just kind of want to see more consistency, and so we know what we're looking for and what to expect you to do.
You know what? Before we let you run, I'm looking at this. We talked about Alabama, and it looks like they're clear number one. Their path is easy. Clemson's path's also fairly easy, and I figure those two are unlikely to have the hiccup. Now is where the other two spots is where it gets interesting. You mentioned Ohio State and Michigan,
And I don't know that Michigan with John O'Korn at quarterback has a fighting chance. And Washington, for that matter, pretty tough road to hoe. I guess when this is all said and done and the dust settles on conference championship games and rivalry matchups that pit Washington and Washington State and Ohio State and Michigan, how do you see this shaking out? And who are the four teams you see standing when this is all said and done?
Yeah, if you think Washington's gonna run the table, then I think you could be looking at them at the four spot. I don't think they're going to. I think they're gonna lose again. I haven't been impressed over them the last several weeks. And that USC game, when you're at home and you get dominated on both sides of the ball, and your quarterback that we talked about, we're putting in the Heisman, how great he is, literally wasn't even close to the best quarterback on the field. I have some concerns with them. I think you're looking at getting two Big Ten teams in. That's what I think we're going towards. And I think whether the order be Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then you're looking at Wisconsin or a team like Penn State, because I think Washington is going to lose again, I think you're possibly going to have two teams from the Big Ten. And again, I don't have any problem with that. Before the season, I thought there'd be two teams from a conference that would get in. So it doesn't bother me in the slightest.
David, thanks so much for a few. Your insight was really appreciated, as is your candor and honesty. One more time, very quickly, as we go out the door so we can keep you on schedule. Coca-Cola College Game Day Experience, break it all down for us.
Again, they help us set up and make the best show on TV even better every single week. And the refresh section, and then this week in particular, just go to hashtag Game Day Feeling, send it to Coke, put the hashtag on there, and you have a good chance to either win a Coke or possibly win a Coke, and you also have an opportunity to get a shout-out from Coke.
Thanks so much, David. Really do appreciate it. Let's do it again soon. You have yourself a great day now.
All right, guys. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was David Pollack, ESPN, SEC Network, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and giving us his thoughts, all things college football, from the college football playoff rankings to the situation in Texas with Charlie Strong and who may be his successor, Bob.
You know, he's hot on Tom Herman, but like I said, I'm just throwing out one caveat in there. I have a feeling they're going to reach out to Fisher first. I really do. Big program going to big program. Let's see how that plays out because, you know, Louisville to Texas didn't work out so good. Houston to Texas, it's stronger because of the in-state roots, but it's still lesser program to premium program, at least in their eyes, and I don't know if they want to revisit that road again.
Oh, I'm confident it's Tom Herman. It's been rumored for a couple of months. If Jimbo Fisher goes anywhere, he's going to LSU. I mean, he's not going to Texas. I don't even think they're looking. I think it's Todd Herman. I think he's got the job signed, sealed, and delivered. And it's probably Todd Orlando who takes over as the head man at Texas and Major Applewhite to stay there as the offensive coordinator and eventually get a head coaching job of his own. That's how I see it shaking out, Bob.
Yep. I look, you're probably right. I've been hearing the same stuff you have, but like I said, I want to throw that little wrinkle in there.
All right. Wrinkle you go. We wrinkle away. And again, great insight on the college football playoffs. I know David's been vocal about the committee. We have been too, the inconsistency. As he said, one week it's the eye test, one week it's the resume.
Yeah.
One week you can't, it's head to head, one week it's not. Ultimately, for the most part, it sorts itself out on the field. You know, Louisville had a case. Well, their case was eliminated, getting blown out by Houston. And really now it boils down to Alabama and Clemson are probably in, and it's Michigan, Ohio State, Washington, Wisconsin, and Penn State, with Oklahoma having an outside chance fighting for two spots. And a lot of these teams will play each other, and that'll go a long way in determining what happens in a couple of weeks. So I'm intrigued to see it. College football, always fun. Generally, the committee gets it right. They may not get it right leading up to the last poll, but they usually seem to get it right in the final rankings. A lot of it usually ends up getting some help by what happens on the field. Next up, we'll preview the Monday Night Football matchup in the NFL as we take you home on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Well, buddy, we got us some Mexico City football down in Mexico Way.
There you go. If they can see through the fog and haze in the air, should be pretty intriguing football game. 7-2 Raiders, their second home, Estadio Azteca, down in Mexico City. They host the 6-3 Houston Texans, Bob. And truth is, the records make this sound like a very competitive game. The way these two teams have played, the Raiders are playing better and better football. They don't mind going on the road, even though this is a home game, to play. And, you know, it's a neutral site game, technically, but the Raiders are considered the home team. I like the way the Raiders' defense has progressed as this season's gone along. I've loved their offense all year long. The riverboat gambler and confidence of this team and their head coach, Jack Del Rio, looks like it's too much for me because the Texans are so limited. Brock Osweiler, at least thus far, has been horrible. The Texans' defense is missing J.J. Watt. I don't know. I think it'll be a close game, but I don't know how the Texans win this one. I think they end up falling, and frustration continues to mount down in Houston with the Texans.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, and the stuff you said about Osweiler, this is one of those benchmark
games. Tom Savage, baby.
You know something? If they're going to turn it around, pal, you know, and you know, 6-3, it sounds weird to say turn it around. They need to do it right here, right now. It's going to determine the rest of their season.
Bob, we're out of here. Thank our guests. I'll thank Robert for you. You thank our guest. I'll thank Robert. But I'm getting ready to get on out of here. I need a couple of days off. You're going to carry the mail for the rest of the short week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks to David Pilot. Thanks to Baja B. Miller. And thanks to all of you. Till we do it again tomorrow with Bob Black taking the helm. I'm Joe Spano for Bob Black. Good day, all.